online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. As we stand here now, Heavenly Father, we look to you for directions, we look to you for answers, and we look to you for strength. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would breathe life upon this place and upon your servant, that the power of the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will resonate within each and every one of our lives, transforming and revitalizing us into your holy and spiritual image, that we may do those things that would be pleasing in your sight. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Romans, the first chapter, verses 16 and 17. Romans, the first chapter, verses 16 and 17. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. And if we need more time, say wait a minute. Romans, the first chapter, verses 16 and 17. And it's on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Thank you. You may be seated. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I want to use for a topic this morning, we are called to give our testimony. Amen. We are called to give our testimony. Amen. We is the form is plural, which is inclusive. And call is in the past tense, which implies it's already occurred. And a testimony is present because it is active and alive right now. So if we look at we, which includes all of us, And if we think about the call, which is speaking on your behalf, sharing what you should do, then we ought to know that everything that we do has reference to all of our testimonies. For each and every one of us today should have a testimony. As I contemplated this message, as I so often do, I have my Sunday morning conversation with God, and God speaks with me. And that's what I love about God. When you have a personal relationship with the Lord, He expects you to come and speak to Him. He expects us to have a relationship with Him. He expects us to call upon His name because He is our Father, and a father loves to talk to his children. And so my conversation with my Heavenly Father is, use me that I may impart your words to your people that will impact their lives, change their habits, their ways, and draw them closer to you. And so the Lord has the definitive and the final and the final word to everything that has been provided for this generation if we continue to walk close to Him. I thought about how God calls individuals into the ministry. And this calling, my brothers and sisters, is not a random selection. For God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. He saw you before you were even born. For God is outside of time and space. He knows our character, our content, our educational rearing. He knows the significance of our spiritual walk and our spiritual talk. He knows who's going to be with Him and who's going to be separated from Him. But the God that we serve is a loving God. And because He loves us, His objective is to save us from ourselves. My brothers and sisters, when we see about what God is doing, He knows us individually. For we are called, these individuals who are called, who are chosen, are not perfect. I certainly know that I am not perfect, and neither are you, for all of us have flaws in our life. Some may even question your calling or question why you have testimony. And you see and you ask God, why did He select you to give your testimony? And as we question God, God is simply saying, I would allow you to go through things in life so that you will have a greater response and a greater testimony for those who are coming. But God, the same God who we question at times, is an all-knowing God. He knows all. He knows the quality of the man that He called. He knows why He chose him to proclaim what He speaks. And as He called us, we are committed to share the good news. And that good news speaks of salvation. My brothers and sisters, the message of salvation impacts those of us who are believers. For when you hear God's word and accept it, you're part of a body of believers that cannot be shaken. The enemy desires to rob, kill, and steal. But my Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, is so gracious that He's drawing us into a covenant relationship with Him. We sometimes break our covenant, but God will fulfill our covenant because God has unconditional covenant that doesn't have anything to do with you, but have everything to do with Him. And because God is a loving God, He draws us into this covenant agreement. For I understand without Christ, hear this, there would be no salvation. For we would all be held under the laws of sin and death. And the moment that each and every one of us broke one law, we were worthy of the judgment of God. But thank God for his son. Romans 8:3 state, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That says a change has to take place in you, because the way you and I are in our flesh, we do not please God. But when we are changed spiritually, we take on a different context and a different meaning in the eyes of God. Jesus was establishing something that allowed us to be called. I don't know why God chose me. I don't know how we are in his eyes. But the all-knowing God knows every single thing about us. He knows my serious demeanor. And he knows my playfulness as well. And when we are called by God to preach about Christ and his crucifixion and his glorious resurrection, we get excited about who he is and what he has done. Because being called, my brothers and sisters, by God is an act of God for the people of God. Out of 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all are God's people. And God knows all who are his. And for Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. There's some sheep that will always hear God's voice, and they will always follow him. Follow him even in the midst of adversity. Follow him even in the midst of strife. Follow him even in the midst of trials, tribulations, and ups and downs. Those sheep will follow that shepherd. When everything seemed to be chaotic and when everything seemed to be out of place, that shepherd will take them and guide them and direct them, empower them, move them into a unique position that they can glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when we come together as believers, we can march towards the kingdom. My brothers and sisters, when we look at our text, in Roman, the historical text speaks of the Apostle Paul and Paul's boldness for Christ. And when we have a relationship with Christ, we are bold for him. And because of his spiritual boldness, Paul was unashamed. It didn't matter what people said about him. It did not matter what his reputation was. It didn't matter how his life in the past had been. What was important to him was concerning the gospel, and that gospel that he had been commissioned to preach. And when God has given you a ministry and a mission, you should be unashamed of what God has given you. When people talk about you, and they will, remember they talked about Christ who had no sin. And so when you mount up your ministries and share to the world what God is.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.